This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour on the DJV program, popular with folks from coast to coast. Excuse me, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
This is an auspicious beginning to the hour. All right.
There's that. You got some frog. Bad allergies? Because the allergies
No.
Were...
Well, the allergies are going crazy, but I swallowed a seed. You know, I was talking earlier about oranges and seeds and stuff. And whether good oranges don't have seeds in them, yada, yada, and that led us to a whole discussion of seeds and the origin of them. And the every once in a while, if you eat, I love oranges, and I will cut them up and sometimes miss the seed. Actually, I've never tried, though, to plant an orange tree. Have you? Have you ever tried to take actually a seed from something that you were eating and then dry it out and grow it? It's really fascinating.
Potatoes, I think, you know, when you're in science class when you're a kid. And
Beets.
I'm trying to think what else. I think you can grow an avocado tree, right, from one of the...
You can grow anything from a seed. Yeah. I'm teaching Miles how that stuff... We kind of lost a year of it, but when he comes here this summer, I'll be teaching him how things grow. So, you know, but I gave him that... The old lettuce, you know, the lettuce grower that I think I gave to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he's learning how things grow. Take the seed, put it in the soil, watch it every day. It's fascinating.
Yep.
Outcomes. Maybe that's what it is. It's all about outcomes, frankly. Speaking of outcomes, the situation in Minneapolis with the trial of Derek Chauvin, Jennifer, Friday didn't look too good for him. We all know what the story is. And then over the weekend, there was a shooting because there was protesting, and the police fired tear gas and rubber bullets into a crowd. Apparently, a black man was shot at a traffic stop, which created a whole other hubbub.
Well, it wasn't just a traffic stop. He was pulled over. It was revealed that he had a warrant out for his arrest. The officer told him to stop and to submit to the arrest while they figured out what was going on, and the guy took off, and he was shot by law enforcement, and that caused chaos.
Why was
in
he shot? Just because he took off?
You can't run from police, Doug. I think you'd be shot.
But do you shoot him? Kill him?
You do something. What are you supposed to do? What would you like him
I
to
don't
do?
Think you shoot him.
Hey, what do
I
you
think
do?
You put up a roadblock, you do whatever you have to. Why would you just automatically shoot somebody because they drove away from a traffic stop?
Because typically people who run from police have something going on.
You shoot them because how do we know? It could have been a warrant. I was stopped by police once because there was an outstanding warrant against me because I hadn't served on jury duty.
And what did you do?
So they thought. I was arrested and brought to jail.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
That was
and
the
it
right
wasn't
answer.
Appropriate then, and it's not appropriate now.
For be arrested?
It wasn't appropriate, and they realized it afterwards that they arrested me incorrectly. But even then, if I was arrested, I didn't go easily. If I had thought they were going to shoot me, I probably would have been a little more compliant. But I didn't. I wasn't happy about it, and they knew I wasn't happy about it. And afterwards, they apologized to me for false arrest. But, you know, under the circumstances, Jennifer, there's no perfection here, and there is
shooting
people.
The more we decide to reduce consequences on people, come to Los Angeles. You know what the storyline was this past weekend? The storyline was that a woman butchered her three children. The knife and the stabbing incidents, the cops that came upon that scene are in counseling because it was so grisly and gruesome. Mm. The stabbings in California have gone skyrocketing.
Shoot everybody who gets stopped in traffic.
No one is saying to shoot everybody, but submit, there's got to be law and order. There has to be right and wrong. If a police officer pulls you over, whether you think you're on the right or not, act respectfully, take the arrest, and sort things out.
No question about it. You can't just incentivize people saying, well, you can run, and the police can't do anything about it,
because what you're going to end up with is what we're seeing
across
the country, which is skyrocketing crime.
Isn't there some place in between you can't do anything about it and shooting a guy and killing him?
How about
isn't it
this?
Somewhere in the middle?
How about
or being pepper sprayed for driving a brand new car that you bought?
Like
the other story that we haven't talked about yet, but yeah.
And submit to the requests of the officers and let it figure out. The only time we hear these stories, for the most part, by and large, is when there is a resist case. Do not resist arrest. How simple can that be? How simple?
It's not that simple if you are a black male, because a lot of black males do the right thing and still end up dead. And that's just something that happens at the hands of the police that is a reality.
I mean, we hear about it, what, once or twice? How often does it happen to white people?
It's still inappropriate.
Never, obviously. I'm not saying policing is perfect, but what is a stupid response to dealing with a few cases?
I wouldn't have driven away had it been me.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was not the right thing to do. But the penalty for driving away, if the guy didn't put him in his residence, it's not the death.
Well, what should it be? Should we just let him go?
No,
right,
you put up a traffic stop.
I told him to pull over. He had a warrant out for murder, but I can't do anything.
Well, we didn't have a warrant
for
murder.
Nice night, sir. Well, you don't know. That's the thing. There's a warrant out for his arrest. You don't know what it's for. So what are you going to do? You're going to let
somebody go? Of course they know what it's for. They knew when they arrested me, the warrant was out for me not having served on jury duty. It was in the record. They know what you're
being charged
with. Did you serve on
jury? Well, they run your plates before they pull you over.
Yes, I have, in fact. Yes. Thank you for asking. Yeah, that's why they apologize the next day, because they've had the wrong information. They had put the wrong number in for my driver's license. So anyway, here's the next part of this is the story about Caron Nazario, who's both Latino and black, filed a federal lawsuit over what court papers say was a violent traffic stop in which two officers pointed their guns at him, knocked him to the ground, pepper sprayed him, and threatened to kill him. He's an Army lieutenant, was in his uniform, driving a new SUV that she had just
purchased.
He did, okay.
Yeah, he was literally pulling out of the dealership and had one of those temporary paper tags. So I guess in Virginia, like New Jersey, where I live, you have to have, the temporary tags from a dealership, that's one thing. But typically you have to have a license plate on the front and back of the car. Some states you only need one. But I guess that was the excuse. I think that he was profiled because he was a black man in a brand new SUV with a temporary tag on it. I think he was profiled. There's no other reason why he should have been pulled over.
He wasn't speeding. Doing anything wrong.
He didn't do anything wrong.
And this is the thing.
Driving while black is that a thing?
It is really not a thing. It's a thing.
It is. I have a lot of black friends who've been pulled over for absolutely no reason.
I understand. But if you really look at the amount of white people and black people killed in police custody, the number of white people is far higher than the number of black people.
But there shouldn't be anybody.
I understand that, Doug. We need to talk about the reason. But when you just say, obviously this is profiling, you have to know what was in the police officer's mind when we go through this. Because the only way to make this better in this country and to make policing better is to understand what they were doing, why they pulled the guy over, the scenario was.
So there
apparently
was a study done, and I think it was in Los Angeles a couple of years ago. You and I talked about this. The number of black men driving red cars with a blonde it's amazing how many guys.
This is a very specific study. I mean, this doesn't sound like it's a real study.
Well, my son was the one who gave
study.
Me the information.
Right, exactly. Okay. There you go.
All right.
Yeah. I think your son has a point of view in policing.
Yes, he does, and frankly. He doesn't get it necessarily from his father.
He does.
Well, maybe he does. He gets a lot of things from his father, including...
I'm just saying that anybody that is in a position of authority...
An anarchist.
You don't like anybody in any position of authority.
Well, let's just say my experience has taught me that there is a lot of...
Tell me a person that is
in
authority that you like. Every time there's a new president, you think you're going to like him, and then you end up hating him.
Nah, I don't like him. I don't like the people like
him. Anytime there's someone in local politics, you don't like him.
I'm going to like our new mayor, though, Framingham. We got a new mayor.
For about 10 minutes.
This is your friend, right?
Who's
running for mayor?
Yeah.
Right. So you're not going to like your friend as soon as he's in office?
No, in about 10 minutes you're going to be
talking. No, he's been in city government. He's been in town government, city government for 38 years. Yeah, I would like him a lot.
Jen, mark the date because a year from now we're
10 minutes after his friend takes office.
Yeah, well, we're not really friends anymore. He didn't do what he told me he was going to do.
I will
to help
tell
me.
You, this guy will be my friend under the circumstances. Mm-hmm. All right. Write it down if you feel like you're inspired.
Put it on the ticker tape.
And speaking of ticker tape, Let's figure out what the info is that's coming back from Mars and whether or not Ingenuity helicopters working or not working. That's coming up in a moment here on today's DJV program.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Hey, team, past the hour on today's DJV program. Don't forget about our download, all the trending items that are there every day. It's a fresh download of the highlights of the DJV program. For example, trending in the current download, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Florida. The focus on COVID B117. That news continues every day. Also, the question about whether people are getting tired of Dr. Fauci, that's in this. I think, well, you listen to it and you get the drift of our conversation. We also talk about the L.A. City school system giving in to teachers' demands for bonus payments. What an outrage that is. My God, that L.A., oof. Anyway, the download every day, djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So here's this story from Mars. Look, up in the sky! It's Mars. Apparently, we're going to have to wait a while before the Ingenuity helicopter's flight takes off. Just thinking about the fact that we have a helicopter on Mars that's scheduled to fly, I guess sometime this was it Wednesday, I think, of this week.
I think it was supposed to be Sunday, I think.
Was it? Yeah, and then they put it off.
Yeah, and then they had to put it off because of, some sort of mechanical thing, but I think they seem pretty optimistic that everything's going to work out. I guess it was maybe just a slight setback. But
yeah,
again,
the
rotors. When something's flying on Mars, you can't just, do a quick service call.
No, but isn't it amazing? We can watch it. They can put it into flight mode. The timing, it only takes 2 seconds for the alert to go from here to Mars. It's just, it's almost beyond belief what can be done. But that just shows you what the mind is capable of figuring out. I think that's what the real tribute here is, and it to the singular ingenuity of this particular project, but what man has been able to figure out, not only since the Industrial Revolution, but just survival and figuring things out. But yet we haven't been able to figure out how to get along. We've figured out all this other stuff, but we have not yet figured out. What was it Rodney King said? However
can't
many
we all
years
just
ago,
let it go? Can't
can
we all
just get along? Yep. Why can't we just all get along? That's the question of the day, maybe of the ages. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our 23 at the hour. It's trending time on the DJV program. Jay is out today because of illness and so, but she's done a lot of work heretofore so that we can see what some of the trending items are. Dr. Fauci is trending as he seems to, he's not new to the spotlight over the last year anyway. And I thought it was interesting, ladies, how he revealed over the weekend which activities he will and will not do now that he's vaccinated. So do we pay attention to this? By the way, you know, he's been at this job since 1984. He's been in the same job since 1984. He's 80 years old. Anyway, he says indoor restaurants, as far as he's concerned, is still a no. How about with you, ladies? Yes, no?
Indoors, dining, yeah.
Outdoors?
I have not been indoor dining. I don't know. I think I'm just going to wait on, luckily with the warm weather coming, outdoor dining I'll be fine with as soon as we're vaccinated. But indoor dining, I don't know. I think I'm in New Jersey. We're just in one of the five top states right now of a surge, so I don't really think it's smart.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting.
I wonder what he thinks about wearing masks at baseball parks.
Say that again?
I wonder what he thinks about wearing masks at baseball parks.
Because he was outdoors?
No, it's that he was just, I don't know. I just am so done. Fauci has been oversaturated in my mind. He is.
Yeah, I think he has, too.
He's over. And it's just too much. And so, you know, you have the guy who says, you have to wear masks everywhere. And then when he was throwing out the baseball last year at the Nationals game, he was sitting in the crowd with no mask on. I mean, the guy, come on. Come on, man.
Yeah. Okay, Jennifer Lopez missing a ring worth $2 million. What gives with that, one would wonder? Is this a message to A-Rod?
Well, it seems to be a message to her fans and the public. She, you know, made sure that her ring, her hand was missing the ring in that photo that she posted from the new movie she's doing. It could also just be because she's filming a movie and the ring isn't part of her character, but it does seem a little bit more than that.
Yeah, I think
so,
it's over.
I don't know.
I think you know, once you have something like that that sort of gets a crack in the armor, it doesn't go away. It eats on people as it well ought to. I wouldn't trust the guy.
I wouldn't either. I mean, look, he's a strip club guy. His first wife was a stripper. He cheated on her with strippers. I mean, that's just what he does. Now his newest thing is it's been liking random photos of white blonde women and young
women.
Do
they have red cars?
I don't know. That would be part of Doug's official study. But, it's, I don't know. I wouldn't trust him.
You know, one of the many things I love about Victoria is she can maintain that deadpan. When you throw something in like that, Jennifer, which is aimed at disrupting the conversation and just, a giggle fest, Victoria just plots right through, just goes, she storms right on to the next thing.
I crack up with Jen all the time.
Yeah,
usually it's at your expense, but.
Well, that's true, yeah.
And then we hear, what are you laughing about? I don't get
it. Right. Right, exactly.
So A-Rod apparently is buying a baseball team. Did you see that?
No,
he's been
not.
Trying to.
He's buying the Timberwolves.
Oh, the Timberwolves. Aren't they a baseball team? What
now, so here's the question.
Bigger ball, higher court.
basketball?
Is
J-Lo involved in that? Is J-Lo involved in that transaction?
I think he's got another partner that's involved with him. But
because they were trying to buy the Mets together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were going to give everyone red cars so that they could drive their blondes around in them.
That's right. Thank you. Right.
In secret.
So, also trending, Matthew Perry has let the cat out of the bag, and a lot of people are excited because the Friends reunion is really happening. And
we've
his
been
deleted
about
Instagram.
This for 7 years. Come on,
I know. Right? They finally
but
filmed
they filmed it. They put it together, but his tweet or whatever is on Instagram was deleted. Mm-hmm. Apparently, some people don't. I mean, it's kind of silly. You get right into
I think it's good promotion to let the cast be tweeting behind the scenes stuff. But
of course it is.
Maybe it's part of their contract.
Absolutely. Nah, I mean, that stuff never works. Come on. 28 after the hour, you know it works. You're listening to What Works on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's Pet Tip. You know, when choosing a veterinarian for your pet, you will want a person with whom you feel comfortable, someone who shows concern, takes the time necessary to perform a thorough examination, and answer all your questions. Friends or neighbors who are pet owners are always a very good source of information and recommendations. When you have a new puppy or kitten, it is wise to make an appointment early, within a week or two of acquiring him or her. On the other hand, if you have recently moved to a new area, consider scheduling your pet for an introductory examination. You'll fare better for having established a relationship early, and the veterinarian will appreciate that you extended the opportunity to examine your pet and acquire its medical and vaccination history before an illness or emergency ensues. Determine what is established procedures for emergency care. Does your doctor provide 24-hour, 7-days-a-week service? If not, does he have someone that does? And if you've chosen well, you will have chosen a veterinarian willing and eager to refer your pet to one of the specialists with a problem. That's very important. There are many specialists in the field of veterinary medicine. If you're not getting results, ask your vet to recommend one. I'll more next time.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Minnesota authorities arrested about 40 people after protesters, looters, and police clashed for a second night in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department in defiance of the city's curfew and demanded justice for Dante Wright, a 20-year-old man fatally shot by police during a traffic stop. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz imposed a curfew from 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. local time. Japanese officials plan to release more than 264 million gallons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean over a period of decades as part of an effort to dispose of waste resulting from the 2011 Fukushima nuclear disaster. The release will begin in 2 years. An armed student has died in the shooting with police on Monday in Knoxville, Tennessee. The Knoxville Police Department said officers responded to reports of a possibly armed male suspect about 3:15 p.m. local time at the school. No other students were harmed. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Rest in peace to the Google shopping app, as it was confirmed to be on the way out. After 19 months, Google says within the next few weeks, they'll no longer be supporting the shopping app. Critics say it was unclear why a user would download an app that's exclusively showing ads. Dale Earnhardt Jr. said NASCAR's upcoming next-gen race car forced Junior Motorsports to have the conversation about if moving to the Cup Series could be in the future for the organization.
Josh would absolutely be a driver that I'd look at if we were going to build a Cup program, but you know, I'm just trying to get us into a full-time Xfinity program with Josh. I'm just trying to get him into the Xfinity Series program where he can continue to prove himself. And if Cup Series is in our future, maybe Josh is the driver that helps us make that happen. But that's thinking pretty big all around. But we used to say never going into the Cup Series. We love where we're at, and Xfinity Series is a great series to have a lot of fun in. You have days like today, in the Xfinity Series, and we've got a great business model for that. But the new car certainly the new car forced us to sit down and have a conversation about whether we were missing an opportunity, I guess, to go into the Cup Series in the future.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Thirty-four at the hour now on the DJV program, as we learn from one another something worthy, valuable. We all have, if you have something to say, you can share it with us on our social media at DJV Show, that's for sure. And so with JL, we have Jennifer and Victoria focusing a lot of the COVID news, Victoria, the hospitalizations rising among those not vaccinated. This woman in Brooklyn who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, she got kind of, well, give us the story, will you?
Yeah, she
catches up.
Yeah, so she's 31 years old. Her name's Ashley Allen. She lives in Brooklyn in New York. And she managed to make it all through 2020 without catching the virus. She said she was very careful. She never went really, she never went anywhere. She wore a mask, did all the stuff that you're supposed to do. And then when it came time to get her vaccine, she went to the Javits Center on March 10th. And they have literally round-the-clock appointments at the Javits for New Yorkers to get vaccinated. And so she got the Johnson & Johnson, the single dose, at 2 o'clock in the morning so she could avoid crowds. I mean, she really took this seriously. And so 4 weeks after her vaccination, she started like a scratchy sore throat, and it was really dry, and then she developed a dry cough, and she felt like it was just allergies. Then more days set in, and then the cough got worse, and then debilitating fatigue hit her. And she actually said she thought she had Lyme disease because the fatigue was so intense. So she went to urgent care. They gave her a coronavirus test. She came up positive. They gave her a second one, the more invasive, you know, swab up the nose, also positive.
Flying colors, as it were.
In terms of having COVID,
yeah.
Yes, with you know, and this at this point was 4 weeks after she had been vaccinated. So that's a story locally here in New York, New Jersey that made a lot of made the rounds over the weekend. But now there's another story of a man in New Jersey, a 52-year-old man, Francisco Cosme is his name. He 5 weeks ago got his Johnson & Johnson vaccine, also at the Javits Center on March 6th. And now he's in the hospital with COVID. And so he said it started out kind of similar. He had a cough and a fever and chills and things like that. And then it got to the point where his oxygen levels had dropped and he couldn't breathe. And so then he was placed in critical care and in the hospital. His whole family now has COVID, including his mother-in-law and his wife and his kids. So, you know, and again, it's the J&J. I have not heard, it doesn't mean that it's not, that it doesn't exist, but I have not seen stories like this regarding Pfizer or Moderna. So I don't know if it's something that's just the J&J vaccine.
Not something this serious. I think that there have been
some breakthrough cases.
Of people getting,
yeah, they call them breakthrough
like
cases where people either are asymptomatic and they test positive after they're fully vaccinated, or they have very, very mild symptoms. But these are two really, you know, pretty serious cases, and I don't know if it's coincidence that it's the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. There seems to be less known about J&J than with Pfizer or Moderna. But, yeah, I'm just kind of glad.
Doctors
I'm reading these stories. I'm glad I got Pfizer.
Yeah, I am too, I think. Doctors are using the case to remind the public that the vaccine doesn't necessarily prevent you from getting COVID. There are other, Jennifer, you've not had any shots, have you? Your folks have had them, but
no, my dad has not. My mom,
your father
has.
Hasn't.
Got very sick. No, I don't.
No,
know.
I thought your father
to.
Had. Huh? Mm-hmm. What, is he not going to get them?
I think he will. He's just not in any rush. I mean, we both had it.
Yeah.
So
right.
I don't think we're in a huge rush to get it.
Is there any more information on how much immunity you guys would have if you did have COVID?
It's various. You know, I've heard some doctors say that you can have immunity for up to 18 years.
Uh-huh.
I've heard other ones say it can be from 6 to 8 months.
18 minutes?
Yeah, but I mean, the truth is that the vaccine's going to only guarantee giving you immunity, from what I've heard now, for 6 months. So I don't know. It just, is it worth it? I'm not sure. I'm kind of in that mixed bag as well.
Yeah.
You know, the doctor that I've consulted says that, because I've read that people who get, especially women who get the vaccine after they've had COVID, have a really hard time getting it. My mom
did.
My mom was really sick for 4 days, and then that was with the first dose. The second dose, she was sick for a couple of days. So I don't know. Do I want to put myself through that? Do I need to put myself through that? The problem is that there's a lot of unknowns. You know.
Well, anyway, you look around and see, we were talking about Fauci being overexposed. I think that we ought not to be looking to him for the best advice. You sort of have to search in your own mind, your own heart, and figure out what you want to do by getting vaccinated, what goes with it, what goes if you don't get it, how your life is. The cases of COVID-19, the B.1.1.7 variant, are up, more contagious. In Michigan, the governor there has urged the administration to ship some more vaccine Is that because of the surge of the B117? And if that's the case, is there any clear data that suggests that this vaccine works against the B117? I'm not sure
they have tested Pfizer and Moderna. Apparently, everything that I've seen says that it in the tests that they've done that it holds up against this variant.
Yeah.
So the real danger for people right now, especially in the upper Midwest with all these hospitalizations, it's with younger adults who are not vaccinated. So they're the ones who are in the hospitals right now. And in New Jersey, it's kind of the same thing. We've had a surge of hospitalizations, and it's from unvaccinated people.
Look at the map of where they're surging. It's really very interesting to look at it. Meanwhile, some of the states around the country expanding vaccine eligibility to include people who don't live there. This is, I guess, to get college students inoculated as much as anything else.
Right. Vaccine tourism, too.
Yeah.
That's true as well.
Are they coming
a lot
here from
colleges.
Others? Are they coming from international locations to get their shot here?
I haven't heard that.
I don't know. But I know people who really wanted the vaccine have been looking to see if they could travel for it because, you know, each state rolls out differently. So I've heard stories of people trying to go to Florida or trying to go here and there to try to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, there's a warning that Victoria passed along earlier, if you weren't listening, about the vaccine card scam. You want to go through that? I think it's worth another moment or two of our time, Victoria, to help people understand that the FBI is now getting in on the act. Whether you like it or you don't like it, or whether you think you should not have to have a shot, there will be repercussions if you buy one of these fake cards and it's discovered. At least that's the warning. One wonders if they can deliver on that, but it is something to be careful, right?
There's
a lot of them around.
I feel like a broken record, but I've been warning people for weeks, stop posting pictures of your vaccine card on social media. And this is the end result. Hackers have now replicated these cards. They have real data that they've taken from real people, so the lot numbers that are listed are real. It's a very authentic. It's like buying a really good fake driver's license. So that's where we're at now. And so 47 state attorneys general have issued letters to Twitter, Shopify, and eBay regarding these fake vaccination cards that are for sale on these platforms and are being advertised. And so essentially the FBI, like you mentioned, they are involved now. They issued a memo saying that the production, sale, or purchase, even just buying these, consider it like a fake ID. You are breaking the law. And so they're trying to crack down on this. But in the meantime, I still can't believe that I'm seeing so many people posting their vaccine cards online. There's a lot of personal information on there. People are so stupid.
I did it, but
it becomes a trend. Everybody's like, look at me. I got vaccinated.
Strange. You want to be proud of all of that stuff. Not very smart. No, that's true. All right, so here's the story. This is a viral video that's going around of this woman in Jacksonville, Florida, who's giving a finger to a shopper, and then she goes up to this woman and coughs in her face. This is the big Jacksonville mall. She was arrested and sentenced to 29 days in jail for assault. So one wonders who it is that thinks that this is the way, and I'm not even sure why she gave the woman a finger. Is that because she wasn't wearing a mask? I think maybe that might have been part of it. But
who cares about her giving the finger? I think it's the coughing in someone's face.
Yeah.
That's pretty gross and disrespectful.
Wasn't this person also
there are a lot of people giving the finger to people.
Yeah. Wasn't this person also a cancer patient, the one who got coughed in the face? I thought I saw another. If not, then it's a different.
The
issue
video
with
that I'm looking at doesn't mention
and
that.
Someone coughed in their face.
It's the video clip. It's a 40-second video clip. Somebody else in the store obviously has got a camera, and they take a picture of this disgusting, belligerent woman who's giving. You know, she's just not happy about apparently a lot of things.
Life.
Yeah.
Life.
Right. Exactly. And then you know it's described. I love the news media. It's described, giving her the finger is described as a rude gesture. And then she coughs in her face, a rude gesture. Why can't you just say giving her the finger?
If we gave 29 days in jail to everybody who gave someone the finger, jails would be more overcrowded than they are today. So let's, I mean, that's a jerky thing to do and awful. But when you get up into someone's face and cough all over them,
the finger?
Spat
on. Come on, Jennifer. Seriously.
I almost did this weekend. Somebody ran a stop sign right in front of me and I was ticked off.
Oh.
Really?
He got my hand thrown up at him, but I did not extend my middle finger.
No. How about you, Victoria? Did you ever give anybody the finger?
Sure.
Yeah,
I'm giving you the finger right now.
Right. No.
Sure.
Some guy tried to run me off the road this weekend, and he was yelling at me. It was a clear case of road rage. And road rage, when you see that, it's pretty alarming. Like, this guy had just, he had smoke coming out of his ears, fire in his eyes, and these two girls who were like teenagers standing on the street, they watched the whole thing go down, and the one girl, it's like, it was so funny. They're like both drinking their Starbucks, and she's like, oh my God, what a psycho. I was like, that totally sums up exactly what just happened.
Psycho.
Have you noticed, though, how mad people are on the roads?
Angry.
Yes. I feel like people are
angry.
I feel like frustrated, or country is mad. Yeah. Everybody's angry. Mad and ticked off.
Yep.
Nobody.
Yeah, right. Yep, something going on in your brain, no question about that. 45 after the hour, in a moment, the new map that shows the highest paying jobs state by state. Where do you live? You want to know where your state comes in? We'll have it for you right after this.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
We got a map here that shows the highest paying jobs. Victoria, you have been studying this. It's pretty much doctors, right? Everywhere?
It's doctors in every state except 7 states. And the 7 states that actually do that, the other states that don't have doctors is the number one highest paying job. It's kind of interesting. In Vermont, financial managers rank the top, average salary of $112,000. In Texas, the highest paid occupation is chief executive, average salary of $239,000. In Wyoming and South Dakota, the best paying occupation is if you're a general manager or an operations manager. That ranges between $100,000 and $131,000. In Oregon, dentists make the most money. It's the only state where dentists do really, really well.
High demand.
$215,000 is average salary. In Alaska, it pays to be an airline pilot. They make $180,000. And in California, the most money that you can make is as a psychiatrist. You average $245,000.
Big market for that.
Shrink wrap in Los Angeles. There you go.
And psychiatrists can prescribe, FYI.
And in Massachusetts, the highest paid people are selling weed. So there you go. It's all around.
Well, it's anesthesiologists, but it will be weed sellers.
Yeah, sooner or later. All right, so that's that story. Look at all the stories. We're really covering a lot of good territory today. Thank you. It's 10 before the hour.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
After the hour here on the DJV program. Who's got the Ugga Buggas? Tommy the K is normally here at this point on the DJV program. So, because people clamor for this all the time, they love it when Victoria and I do food news, I will announce as the first matter of business here that today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
I just got hungry.
Mm. Yep. I Sarah love the Tyson Rohrer's. It's in Mrs. Rohrer's new cookbook. It was first came out in 1902, and then in 1910, the croque monsieur, consisting of toasted bread, ham, and cheese, hit menus in France. 1927, Otto Frederick Rohrwetter designed a bread slicing machine, changes sandwich making forever. And then there's no mention of the Shrewsbury in here, but there should be. The National Grilled Cheese Shrewsbury is actually very delightful, much more tasty than the cheese sandwich. I had one last night with a tomato. I slice of tomato, put it in, very good, with a little tomato soup. Yum. All right, so we got that taken care of. National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day, Victoria. Apparently there's a ketchup shortage. That's the latest victim of COVID. Not the bottle variety as much as the small, those individual packets that you get when you go to the restaurant, take out food, delivery orders, that sort of thing. Heinz will, let's see, they've got shortages at Long John Silver's and the Texas Roadhouse. Heinz confirmed that it's working to increase supplies adding manufacturing lines that will increase production by 25%. So why is there a shortage? No, not because, there were 12 billion packets of this stuff made last year. Can you imagine? 12 billion? What kind of a moneymaker must that be? Because it's only a little squirt in those packages. It's got to be very profitable.
And you know
profitable.
What? As we've come out of, or as we're coming out of the pandemic and quarantine, mm-hmm. when you look at the waste that we created during this last year, that, you know, when we talk about plastic straws and you know, and the waste we've got now, we add on, we've got empty ketchup packets. I always refuse these. Whenever we get takeout, which we've been getting takeout a lot for, you know, the last year, always refuse the ketchup packets because we don't need them, and they just end up in a landfill. They end up in the ocean. They're all over the beach here where we live. It's just, it's disgusting.
More
and then those
disposable
face masks, that's another thing. I mean, we have so much trash that we've created. No one's taking it. It's getting dumped into the ocean. It's just, oh, it's horrible. Recycling isn't happening. It's basically just a facade for them to take your recycling away at this point.
Yep.
It goes nowhere. Right, it just goes to a landfill.
In the, what's tomato is basically tomato paste. No, not tomato. Well, tomato ketchup is from paste and vinegar, right? Isn't that basically
and
what?
Sugar.
Maybe a sugar?
Yeah, and some spices. Right. Yeah. Heinz 57, right? Isn't it 57 spices?
Yes. Baby carrots may not be as fresh as full-sized ones. More expensive. Smaller carrots are pieces of full-sized, imperfect carrots that have been run through a green bean cutter to make them smaller. You thought that they were grown like that in the ground, right? That's like cherry. You know, you get those maraschino cherries. You all think they're cherries. They're not. It's potatoes that have been stuck in a... It's like it's beets. They put them into something and they pickle them. Same thing. What you think is not necessarily what you get. Anyway, so they have this special industrial potato peeler that smooths the rough edges on the little carrots, and that's why they are little carrots. Did you know that? Or am I telling you that for the first time, Victoria?
I did not know that.
This is a takeaway, right? This is one of today's takeaways. Right? Baby carrots are not really baby carrots. Nothing is as it seems anymore, one way or another. The Feeding America people are going to be very present on this program through the weekend, especially on Wednesday. You remember last year during this same week, we focused on Feeding America, unemployment, the pandemic, all of that sort of stuff, the food banks. Last year, 50 million people needed the services of a food bank or something like that. Food insecurity, food banks up by the demand for food, up by almost 50%. And disruptions in the food supply chains, we all know about that. What went on in last March, April, and May. And then, you know, there were farmers. There were 800,000 farmers who reported doing better last year. I didn't even know we had. That's just barely the number of farmers that we have.
Well, CSAs and farm stands.
300.
When
yeah,
you couldn't
right,
really
exactly.
rely on grocery stores to have stock, the local farmers were a saving grace for a lot of people.
They were. All right. So, Feeding America, something important for us. We'll do it on Wednesday and Thursday of this week, helping people with food insecurity. We'll have that whole thing for you, talking about it during...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.